trying to impress anybody. Not that important. I want to give a quick pat on the back to a guy who deserves a kick in the verjao. Bobby Petrino did not handle his quite as well. First of all, he lied. Second of all, it took him forever to actually make his tearful apology.
I'm sorry.
On ESPN. Please come to my house in Montana so I can cry to you. I commend Mike Rice. As egregious as the errors he made were during his couple-year run at Rutgers. Error number one, not being very good. Error number two, throwing balls at dudes. Error number three, pushing people. Error number four, dog cussing and using homophobic slurs. The mistakes are many. The apologies were few. But when you do it right the first time, Matt, you only have to make one apology.
That's right, substantial.
I commend Mike Rice because as bad as he coached from a behavior standpoint, on the other end of the spectrum was his apology. I thought outstanding.
As I stated 3 months ago, after I watched the video, how deeply regrettable those actions. I also stated I was going to try to work on changing, and I think I've accomplished a lot of that. Can't say anything right now except I'm sorry, and there will never be a time where I'm going to use any of that as an excuse, or will there be any excuse. I've let so many people down. My players, my administration, Rutgers University, the fans, my family who's sitting in their house just huddled around because of the fact that their father was an embarrassment to them. And it's troubling, but I will, at some time, maybe I'll try to explain it, but right now though, there's no explanation for what's on those films because there is no excuse for it. I was wrong. And I want to tell everybody who's believed in me that I'm deeply sorry for the pain and the hardship that I've caused him. Thank you very much.
I applaud him for his apology. I thought it was great. But the problem is, it's not really about the Brenda Lee song. It's really about a more current song that is applicable to this particular case. Because he felt the remorse a little too late.
After watching the video, he's very remorseful. But what about the 2 years he was living as this man?
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yes, it's not about Brenda Lee. It's about One Republic. And I would apply this particular song, Matt and Matt.
Matt's.
Two and a half Matt's. To Tim Pernetti, the athletic director at Rutgers as well, because he is a guy that bumbled this whole thing up by not firing him in the first place. First of all, they didn't catch on to it quick enough. Second of all, their action against the coach who made these egregious errors was not punitive enough. And then he goes on ESPN and makes a total buffoon of himself about the way he handled it. So I would say that Tim Pernetti needs to think seriously about resigning. And then I go on, and I'm watching ESPN on the break, and they're talking about calling for the president's head. And I'm like, why?
Why, yeah.
What are you calling for the president's head for? You need to be calling for the AD's head who bumbled this whole thing up. He sucked about the way he handled this. So that's a guy that needs to have his head rolled.
Yeah, it's the DA, not the AD. Come on, guy.
I don't know what that means. All I know is this. Tim Pernetti needs to be fired. And I cannot believe that they're talking about going after the president. And maybe he's at fault, too.
Of the university, not to confuse any listeners. Yes. Not the actual, not President Obama.
No.
They're not blaming.
He has nothing to do with
that. I'm sure someone out there is.
Chris Christie did weigh in on this, though, speaking of leaders. And he said he was very happy with the firing. He thought that was appropriate.
Any word out of North Korea on the situation with Rutgers?
No, but I'll tell you what. I like Chris Christie's chances against Kim Jong-un in a straight-up fight, like an MMA battle. Love his chances. All I'm saying is Tim Pernetti needs to be fired. I don't know what they're going to do to the president. I don't know how culpable he is. But I do know this. If you are the AD and you did that after you saw that tape, you're too stupid to work for me.
Absolutely.
So guess what, Tim Pernetti? It's too late to apologize. Belated apologies are appreciated, but they are not sufficient.